We left off just mentioning this discussion of chilav huter mechlalo. The Gemara says you can't learn kachim from chulin because kachim is huter mechlalo, is partially matred. And we three pshatim exactly what does it mean that the chilav of kachim was partially matred. Rashi says it means that alya. Alya is called chilav in kachim, and yet it's matred in the shore of Ez of kachim, so it's only usher in the keves of kachim. So in Chulin, there's no chelev, which is mutter in some species of behema, and usser in others. But in Kachim, there's a type of chelev that's usser in some species and mutter in others. And therefore, and that's the Huter Mechlolo. Why would anyone object to Rashi, to this pshat of Rashi, of Huter Mechlolo? So the Shita Mekubetzes objects on technical grounds. So the Shita Mekubetzes objects on technical Hutar Miklolo grounds. This is sort of the last thing we put on the board, and then I'll mention the second last thing. He says, you can't call Kachim Hutar Miklolo if it's still more usser than Chulin, because in Chulin, no Aliyah is usser. In Kachim, some Aliyah is usser. So you can't call that a Kula of Kachim. On technical Huter Mechlolo ground, he says, it can't be a Kula if in Kachim it's Hutar for some species, but in Chulin it's mutter for all species. Okay, this is the Shita Mekubetzes objects to Rashi on Huter Mechlolo grounds. If you think about it, in Chulin, Aliyah is never usser. In Kachim, it's usser and then matred for two species. So Rashi says, that's a kula of Kachim. Something is usser and then matred. And the Shita Mekubetzes says, that's not a kula. And Chulin was never usser in the first place. How can you call it a kula if you're usser something and then half matter it? It's more of a kula to not usser it at all. So here, there's a technical machlokas. How does this pirch of huter miklala works? The Shita Mekubetzes says, look at, in the end, what's usser and what's mutter. Clearly, there's no kula in kachim, because kachim aliyah is usser in a third of the species, and chulin is not usser at all. Well, Rashi says, no, the fact that something can be half usser, half mutter, is already a pircha, even if it's not objectively a kula. So that's a technical machlokes about huter mechlolo. But you could also object, and here I would say, the Ramban would object, not on huter mechlolo grounds, but on Aliyah grounds. Because the Ramban says, Aliyah is not chelev, right? That's what we left off saying. The Ramban has a shita that, we'll come back to this in a moment, but that the word chelev, this is a machlokas among the Mefarshim on Chumash, among the, linguists. The word chelev does not mean fat. The word chelev means a specific kind of fat, as opposed to the word shuman. We know in Lashon Chazal there's chelev and shuman. Later on, in the parts that we won't get to yet this year, it talks about how you thought you were eating shuman, you ate chelev, etc. Shuman is kosher fats, chelev is a trade fats. So the Ramban says chelev and shuman are not just halachic terms, they're biological terms. Shuman means fat that's inside the meat, chelev means fat that's a layer that separates things. If you look at, do you ever see a menaker take out the chelev from the animal? It's not like, I don't know how they make like lean, chopped meat, etc. I don't know what they do to take it out, but it's not like that. It's like peeling off, like a wrapper over of something. That's chelev, as opposed to shuman, which is the kind of fat that we see inside of pieces of meat. So he says aliyah is not a layer on anything; it's just a fatty meat. So that's not called chelev. Oh, you're makter the aliyah on the mizbeach. Fine, you're makter the aliyah on the mizbeach. But that doesn't mean that it's called chelev. After all, what else are you makter on the mizbeach? Klayot and the yoteret hakaved. Right, and those aren't, so you're makter things that aren't chelev. Right, so just because you're makter the aliyah doesn't mean aliyah is no more chelev than klayot. It's a murim, but it has nothing to do with chaylev. You're matter a lot of things that aren't chaylev. So the Ramban says it's just not called chaylev bichlal. So here we seem to have a machlokes. Is alya called chaylev? Even though you have to look at Rashi al Torah and it's a little more complicated, but Rashi in Krisos seems to say yes. And the Ramban al HaTorah, the Ramban in, we could even call it in Vayikra, says no, because biologically it's not called Chelev. The Achronim point out that the Ramban seems to have the upper hand. The Ramban seems to have the upper hand to the Gemara and Chulin Daf Kuf Yud Zayin, but they have exactly this machlokis. They want to know, is there Me'ila in the Alya of Shlomen? The rule, by the way, hopefully you remember this from Me'ila or just from general, being Jewish, is that in Kachi Kachim, there's Me'ila on everything, until it becomes mutter to eat some parts of it. Kachim Kalim, there's not Me'ila on anything until there's Rikas Adam and you're ready to burn the Emurim on the Mizbeach. On the Mizbeach, there's Me'ila on the Emurim. So they want to know, they darshan from a pasuk of Kol Chelev Lashem, how do we know that there's even Me'ila in the Alya, which is only from one out of three species of Kachim Kalim? Kachim Zabiks, Kachim Kalim. How do we know in Kachim Kalim there's Me'ila in the Alya? Okay, darshan Kol Chelev Lashem, the Rabos as Ha'Alya. And then there's a machlokes between, I think, Rav Zvid and Rav Ashi, if I'm not mistaken. Is Alya called Chelev, or is Alya not called Chelev? And Rav Zvid says, Alya is called Chelev. Why can we eat the Alya of Chulin animals? Because of the drasha we had. Remember, Shorva Chesav Eith is only also the Alya Chelev that applies to all three. And Rav Ashi says, no, Alya is not called Chelev. And the Gemara concludes there, Mechabarta ki Rav Zvid, that Rav Zvid seems to correct that Alya is called Chelev, so that seems to be a good raya. And the Ramban deals with this at the end of that one piece, says, even though Chazal have a nice drasha, I'm coming to explain Pshuto Shel Mikra. So, here it seems to be a Gemara in Chulin, Daf Kuf Yud, Zayin Amud Aleph, where Rav Zvid said that it is called Chelev, and it's mutter in Chulin, based on the drasha that we have in our sugya, and Rav Ashi says that it's not called Chelev at all. Rav Ashi says it's not called Chelev at all. The Gemara says Machavartik Rav Zvid, which seems to imply that the Ramban is wrong, and the Ramban, it's not clear. At the end, he says, "Well, Chazal have a nice drasha about this." But I'm trying to say pshat. Sometimes it's not clear when he's saying pshat, when he's saying drasha. Some of the achronim suggest for the Ramban, Rav Zvid didn't literally mean it was called alya. He just meant there was it was called chaylev. He just meant there was a reboy that makes it similar to chaylev, and therefore you might have had to have a minu to call it chaylev. But if you say Rashi goes with Rav Zvid, the Ramban goes with Rav Ashi, you could add that Ramban, could say even Rav Zvid didn't mean it literally, by which I mean, you can always say something didn't mean something literally, that's what you mean. He didn't literally mean Alya was called Chelev. He just means Alya was compared to Chelev. Right? Didn't mean it literally, meaning didn't mean that Alya is Chelev, just that it's compared to Chelev. Okay, so if the Ramban wants, he could say even Rav Zvid didn't literally mean Ali was Chelev, he just means there was a drush comparing to Chelev. Well, Rav Ashi thinks there's no drush comparing to Chelev. Certainly, the pshat of the Gemara is that Rav Ashi holds like the Ramban, that Ali is not called Chelev. Rav Zvid holds like Rashi here, that Ali is called Chelev. And the Gemara says, "Nein mechavarta ki Rav Zvid," that Alya is Chelev. So why are we allowed to eat Alya nowadays? Because the drush of Shor v'Chesev is whatever is not usher in Shor and Eiz is not usher in Kesev. So this might be Machlokas Hamoraim in Chulin or the Ramban, if you want to get out of it. There might be a Nafgamina, of course. What would be the Nafgamina as to whether Alya was called Chelev or not? Nafgamina isn't whether we can eat Alya nowadays. We clearly can. the nafgamina might be how to interpret the sefra. What about are you chayav mishum iser chaylev for eating alya dimukdashin? Obviously, I mean a sheep, right? Let's say you eat the alya of a kachim sheep. Now, clearly, there are many isurim of eating the alya of a kachim sheep, such as the fact that it's supposed to be on the mizbeach, so you're doing the ila, as the Gemara darshins explicitly, and maybe there's a lav of kalotil osei achel. Some say the special lav of eating things that are supposed to be kalil, supposed to be burnt. But is there a lav of chaylev? You might even ask, is there karis? Right? I mean, me'ila doesn't have karis. It's pretty bad, but it doesn't have karis. Whatever other lav are might be also in the karis. Are you chayv karis if you eat the alya of kachim? Right? This is, Chaim reminded me of the famous story in Pesachim. Remember when, who's it, Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra? Tricked the guy, whatever, the guy is different halachas anyway. The guy was chayv misa, apparently, into eating the al, or to asking to eat the alya of the carbon. Let's say someone would eat the alya of the carbon Pesach, right? Like it says there. Would they be chayv kurs for chaylev? Would they get malchus for chaylev? Or would they just be doing other isurim? So, this is a Torah Kohanim that I put on the Makoros here. The Torah Kohanim, the Sefra, has a drasha of Rabbi Yehuda who says that it's parallel to what's going to be a little later in our Gemara about Chaylev and Dam. But he's from Chaylev and Aliyah. Just like Chaylev, it says, Chaylev Aliyah, just like Chaylev is Chayv 2, Aliyah is Chayv 2. Just like Chaylev is Chayv 2, Aliyah is Chayv 2. The question is what that means. Just like Chaylev is Chayv 2, Aliyah is Chayv 2. Which two is Aliyah Chayev? So, here we have a bit of a machlokes shown him. I saw a quote in a footnote. I couldn't get my hands on the original. They quote from Rashi Yigon. I'm not sure exactly where the original is. That the two that you're chayev for alya, of course, have nothing to do with chaylev. Meaning, it's not chaylev. The two you're chayev for alya are the lav of zorus that we mentioned. Right, that you're eating kachim, which is the lav of me'ilah. You're eating kachim that you're not allowed to eat, and the lav of kolol tiyel lo teyachel, which I know in the pshuta shalmikers referring to a minchas kohanim, but in the drasha we say kol shu kolol tiyel harei lo teyachel. There's an additional iser to eat anything that's supposed to be burned in the mizbeach. So Rav Sadigon apparently says that there's no iser chila for eating the alya. The chayiv too is something else. So here is, that would work well for the Ramban. Rav Sadigon says, Chayav al Zoros ve'al kolel tiya lo te'achel, but not on Chaylev. That would work well for the Ramban, that there is no Isser Chaylev in Alya. However, the Ravid on the Sefra there, and the Karban Aaron says something similar. I think I put the Ravid on the sheet, right? Great. The Ravid says, no, he means, remember Yehuda says, V'yichilu v'kachim, it's two lavim, right? That was Yehuda at Pozlo Chachamim. So he holds, if you eat the Aliyah, it's also two lavim of chilev. So the Ravid says, the two lavim of chilev. It's the two lavim of chilev kachim. And the Malbim says a little differently. The Malbim says it's the one lav of Chaylev Kachim plus the lav of Zaris, which we'll come back to in a moment. Says the Malbim, Chaylev plus Zaris. The Maisa, you could say maybe there's some other drushes of Darsh in this, but I'll be pshuto. It seems to be this Machlokas, how to interpret this Sefra, is Toloi on. This machlok is how to interpret the Sefra, is totally on this question. Is Aliyah Chaylev or is Aliyah something else? Meaning maybe Aliyah is just like your Saras HaKaveid and Shtei HaKlayos. It could be a part you burn, but what does that have to do with Chaylev? The Ravid and the Malbim assume, no, Aliyah is a kind of Chaylev. It's not just something which has Me'ilah and something which is burned in the Mizbeach. It's a kind of Chaylev, and therefore there's an Isser, there's a special heter for Chulin, but there's an Isser by Kachim. And the Rav Saadia Gaon assumes, no, Aliyah is not Chaylev, and that works well for the Ramban. Okay. We'll come back to mentioning this Ramban in a moment. The other thing I wanted to mention was the Shita Mekubetzes, the Pshat number two. So that's the analysis of the status of Aliyah. In terms of Pshat number two, Hutu Mechlolo, that you're allowed to burn it on the Mizbeach, the Rav here left the Tzarech Iyun. He had a problem with this pshat, which maybe explains why some people didn't like this pshat. You know, why do other people not like this pshat? Who knows? Maybe they just don't think you can get Hutu Mechlolo from Mizbeach to Adam. But the Rav says, no, what does Hutu Mechlolo mean? Hutu Mechlolo means something's usur, but nonetheless, the Torah matters it, let's say here for Haktarah. Like, for example, if the Torah would say you could bring Orla, you know, on the 8th of Cheshvan, you could bring Nesachim for the Tavon Shel Bein Arba'im from Orla. That would be Hutar Mechlolo. If the Torah would say you could bring a Trefa, that would be an animal that's a Trefa. That would be Hutar Mechlolo. However, when it comes to Chelev, the Rav Kashi says, it's not that it's Treif, but the Torah mattered it anyway. Why is Chelev treif? It says, Chelev is only treif, asked the Rav, because it's nikar on the Mizbeach, because it's special for Hashem. How can you eat something that's special for Hashem? He says, it's not that first it's treif, and then the Torah compromises and lets you bring on the Mizbeach anyway, because there's some important symbolic reason. No, it's only treif, because it's so holy, it goes on the Mizbeach. That's not called Hutar Mechlolo, right? You're not going to say Kudshim or Hutar Mechlolo, because you can bring on the Mizbeach, even though they're also bringing the Ilah. No, it's not like a heter of Me'ilah. Like, Hutar Mechlolo means it's an Isser, and then there's a heter. Over here, it says, by Chelev, is that an Isser, then there's a heter. First is Dinav HaKrovas Chelev. And then the Torah, after this, Dinav HaKrovas Chelev, the Torah says, and it's chutzpah for Basar Adam, to eat the part of the animal that could be going to Hashem, in an ideal sense, when we would be eating Zivchei Shlomen.
But that applies even to any animal that there isn't even a havmin that a person's going to bring as a korban. Why is that?
Because every animal there's a havmin that you would bring as a korban.
How do you know that idea?
How do I know that idea?
That's an interesting
because,
theory.
Because if you shoot a shal mikra, look in the Chumash, what does the Chumash say?
I know
the Chumash says that, well, when you live far away from the mikdash, kol shekein, nowadays it's not korban on mikdash, and you want to eat meat, then you can shech meat b'chulin and eat it like a tzvi and ayol, which are not fit for a karban, and eat it outside. It sounds like, theoretically, the right way to eat meat would be to bring the karban shlamin. As a matter of fact, there's a machlok stanam, there's one day, I think this was Rabbi Shmuel, who says that in the midbar, they weren't allowed to eat chulin. You could only eat shlamin. And then, shoot a shalikra. Once they go to Israel, they live far away, and there's an Isser Bambo, so what can you do? So you can eat chulin. And if you look at the psukim, it says, Kikol ochel chelev ben habehema sheyikub menu mishal Hashem. Remember, why was Shor Kesev and Eiz extra? Because, at least according to Rabbi Shmuel, according to the first opinion of Yafin and Lav Mikaris, because chelev has to do with what you would be makriv. And that's why there's no Isser chelev by a chaya. Because you're not makriv of a chaya. And you can even say there's no sort of chela by an oaf. Either maybe it's just not called chela by an oaf, or you can still say you're not makriv of the chela of an oaf. I mean, there's no inyan of chela by oaf, right? There's an olas oaf, you burn the whole thing. There's a chaftas oaf that you don't burn anything. But clearly there's no inyan of akramas chela by an oaf. By chaftas oaf, if there is any chela, human beings allowed to eat it. And by olas oaf, you only coincidentally burn the chela, so it's part of everything. Okay, so this brings up, of course, the chakira, which is, which came first, the chicken or the egg? Is chelev usher, but nonetheless, the Torah says you should burn it on the Mizbeach, hutar miklalo. Why? Because the Torah has good reasons why to burn it on the Mizbeach. Or is chelev burnt on the Mizbeach? Because it's burnt on the Mizbeach, now it's chutzpah for you to eat it and eat something that's reserved for Hashem. Which is probably the pshat of the psukim. What does the pshat of the psukim say? If you look, Perek Gimel of Vayikra, it's all got Shlomo. You makrev chelev, makrev chelev, makrev chelev, makrev chelev. What does it end with? Kol chelev Hashem. All the chelev goes to God. Right? That's the second last pasuk of Perek Gimel. Would be Gimel Tes Zayin Efsher. Vayikra Gimel Tes Zayin. Kol chelev Hashem. That's the summary of Shlomo. Is Kol chelev Hashem. Then it says, after you talk about giving the blood to Hashem and giving the chelov to Hashem, and all chelov is for Hashem, then you should know, wherever you live, even if you're far away and there is no mikdash, nonetheless the principle applies, you can't eat it. Sounds like you can't eat it because it's going to Hashem. Likewise, in the second parsha of chelov, in Vayikra Zayin, it says, it starts, first of all, it's in the context of kachim, right? It's like at the end of Tzavas Aaron, of the Torahs of the Kachim, and it says, Kol chelov shor b'chesv ha'ezel osu chelov, etc., etc. Then it says, Kikol chelov ben ha've'ima she yekriv imenu isha la'ashem b'nechrasa. Whoever eats chelov from an animal, which are being makriv to Hashem. It's clear in Pshuta Shel Mikra, it doesn't mean an animal mamish are being makriv, necessarily. Oh, let's see that. But it probably means a species of animals that you're makriv. So clearly, every time chelov is asher in the Torah, the simple pshat of the pasuk sounds like it's asher because reserved for Hashem. It's like a kind of me'ilah. It is, you know, it's like a zar eating truma. It's like mafatim shemen amishcha. Or sach shemen amishcha, rather.
There's a problem with that because the Torah is asher chelov and dam. Now dam is asher also in chayah and also in things which are not olev.
Okay, that is a great question, but it could very well be that this is one aspect of the Isser of Dam, and there are also other aspects of the Isser of Dam. But Chelov doesn't have other aspects. I mean, maybe Dam, there are many different reasons why it's Isser. And that's why it's discussed in a gazillion places. Chelov is only discussed in Vayikra and Tzav, which is hardcore rules of Karbanos. So the Pshuta Shel Mikra certainly is that what came first, the, I don't know if chicken or the egg, what came first is that it's nikrav, and then it's chutzpah for a human being to want to eat the part that should be going to Hashem. And this is,
there's got to be something that makes it special, because the same argument is with basar. Basar is brought down the mizbeach, and yet we can...
No, basar is not brought on the mizbeach, only in ola. Only in one kind of carbon basar brought on the mizbeach. That's a special kind of carbon, which is an ola. But it's not a standard... Right? Ola is only one kind. There are many kinds. But chelev is an absolute. Is a chot lo yava, right? Chelev is always on the mizbeach. There's no exceptions to that. Basar, I understand. An ola is a special thing. That's only one type. That has nothing to do with meat in general. Chelev is chot lo yava. Kol chelev l'ashem. Right? Never says kol basar l'ashem. So, is it asar independent of the inyan of hakrava, or is it aser because it belongs to Hashem, as the pasuk says, "Kol chelov l'Hashem, chukas al dor sechem b'chol shor sechem kol chelov dam lo sochelu." And this underlies the shita mekubetzes, right? Says the shita mekubetzes. Says the Shita Mekubetzes, in our sugya, says the Shita Mekubetzes, this is called Huter Mechlalo. Ah, Huter Mechlalo means it's usher for independent reasons, but the Torah makes an exception. Okay, that's a kula, the Torah makes an exception. The Rav says, in the Shirim here, that it's not called Huter Mechlalo. You have to take one of the other Pshat and Huter Mechlalo. This Pshat and Huter Mechlalo is Sarahim. Because it's not an exception you're allowed to bring on the Mizbeach. That's the reason it's usher in the first place. It's not a kula that you can bring on the Mizbeach. Either of them, that's the chumra. Wait, think about it. The Shiva says, that's why chelov kachim is kal, because you can bring on the Mizbeach, so it's not such a big isser. The Rav says, either of them, that's why chelov kachim is chumra, because the whole reason it's usher is because it's supposed to be nikrav on the Mizbeach. This also comes up in the discussion of Tamei Mitzvos. In Tamei Mitzvos, so the many Mefarshim, I mean the Rabbi Nel brings two opinions about this, the Maharal says in a few places, that the reason it's Usser is because it's Nikar on the Mizbeach. But other people give other Tamei Mitzvos why it's Usser. Right? The Sefer Achinoch says, I don't pretend to understand these, and I'm not interested in getting into the philosophy of Tamei Mitzvos. I'm just interested in whether it has to do with the Mizbeach or is a different reason. You know, he says because it's kar and lach and molid, whatever, you know, I don't fully understand the physiology behind this. And And the answer either is that it was just some medical theory that we don't hold for anymore, or it was just a medical term they used to express some deeper metaphysical spiritual reality, which maybe we don't understand the terms they used to express it, but the spiritual reality behind it applies in all times and places. And if you look at, you know, more achronim, etc., you could find it's discussed in more spiritual terms and not in such medical sounding terms. But the Sefer Chinuch and the Rambam in one place in the Mora, in Perek, is that where he says because it's not healthy? Yes, he says because it's kosher. It must be omafta deikol moladam kar medubak. You know, it has all these bad effects on you. And keep in mind, the Rishonim and the ancient philosophers held that your nutrition affected your spirit and your mind based on the different humors or types, etc. And then modern medicine said, no, that's not true. Your mind is your mind. Nutrition is nutrition. And then contemporary medicine has come back and said, actually, your nutrition does affect your mind, etc., etc. Okay, I'm not interested in resolving these issues. You know, it could very well be that we'll seesaw a few more times. I'm just interested in whether it has to do with Beis HaMikdash, with the Mizbeach, or whether it has to do with other factors. So the Rambam and the Mora and the Memches says this. The Rabag also says, because of the similar reasons, and the Chinuch says, no, Chelim is also for other reasons. However, the Maharal says, it's in his drusha for Shabbos HaGadol, hiding somewhere. And likewise, there's an... they're probably now brings out different days. He doesn't say who they are. Anyway, in terms of Tamei HaMitzvos, here you have the Rambam in Gimel Memches and the Ralbag on Vayikra and the Chinuch that I put on the Makorah sheet says, because of other reasons, you know, which again, I don't pretend to fully appreciate. However, the Rambam elsewhere in the Mora, Gimel Mem Aleph, and the Maharal, and other Mefarshim say, no, the reason it's Asur is because, or technically the Rambam says the reason it's Chayiv Kares. The Rambam says, why are you Chayiv Kares for eating Chalev, but you're not Chayiv Kares for eating Nevelos and Trefos and Behemos Tomeos and Shkatzim or Musim, etc.? He says, because these other things are not so bad. I mean, they're bad. I'm not saying they're good, but they're not as bad. Because they're not like directly insulting to the Kedusha of Hashem. However, Chelev, which is put aside for Hashem, if you then eat it, you're sort of impinging on the greatness of Hashem. And to impinge on the greatness of Hashem, that's already a much more serious violation and, you know, much more dangerous in terms of what that'll make people think philosophically. And therefore, Yechayev Karis. So, the Rambam in Gimel Mem Aleph and the Maharal and others say because Kol Chelev LaHashem. It's interesting, the Rambam seems to be Sosur himself. It could very well be that the Rambam thought that it's not necessarily steering. There were more than one reason that both sides of the theory, something could be also for more than one reason. There could be more than one aspect. There could be more than one aspect to it. Now, I don't know if this plays out. I mean, we'll see in a moment if this would play out halachically. You know, there's more than one parsha, and there's more than one aspect. Maybe one parsha is cool and one parsha is kachim. It doesn't seem to, I can't necessarily get it to go down to halach, nachmin, that's veidinim in the Rambam, or at least I can't find any evidence or support. It also comes up in terms of parsha not, pshuto shel mikra. After all, where is chelev always forbidden? Again, unlike dam. Dam is all over the place. Where is chelev always, if chelev is only forbidden twice, right, we've analyzed those pukim greatly, is only forbidden twice, and both times it's forbidden in the context of the korbanos, kol chelev l'Hashem. So, how about in terms of parshanot, and then we'll actually get to, we haven't had any halachi nafkaminas yet. Here is the pshuto shel mikra, I think is very clear, that it's aser because, you know, kol chelev l'Hashem. Right, that's the context, right? The context. why is it always mentioned? Why doesn't it say natit chelev in places where it tells you other things that are treif? Right? Like in Parsha Shemini, it tells you a lot of things are treif. In other places, Re'eh, Mishpatah, in many places, it tells you things are treif. Why doesn't it say it near Basar B'chalav, or near Treifa, or near Nevela, or near, you know, Behema and Chaya Tameya, and Dugim Tameyim, and Shkatzim Ramasim, etc., and Shratzim? Why does it only say in the middle of Karbanos? It sounds like the reason is Usher, it's just supposed to be a Karban. However, the Chizkuni says, he has an interesting line, says the Chizkuni, every time the Torah mentions karbanos, it warns you not to eat chaylev. Now again, you might say, I think this is the push-up shot, if you just ask someone who doesn't know anything, and just give them a Bible, they'll say, ah, I see. You're not letting chaylev because it's for Hashem. He says, why? Because you might think, well, if the Mizbeach can eat it, I can also eat it. Really reminiscent of Huter Mechlolo of the Shittim Gavetzis. You might think, well, if it's mutter from the Mizbeach, it's mutter for me. Talmud Lomar lo sochlu. Therefore, the Torah tells you not to eat it. Meaning, what's the chicken, what's the egg? He doesn't say it's written by Kutchim because it's only also because of Kutchim. It's also for other reasons. But you might have thought if it's good enough for Hashem's Mizbeach, it's good enough for me, and that here we have a Huter Mechlolo, which is mock for you to eat it. So Kamashwan, don't extrapolate this heter. But he's a different approach to Parshanut. It's written next to Kutchim, not because that's the reason it's usher. There's a different reason it's usher, because that's the hav, I mean, it might be mutter. So it says the Chizkuni says, because of the hav amina, lehatir mishum shemutter lamizbeach. You might have had a habmin, even though it's a bad thing, you might have had a habmin to matter it, because if Hashem can eat it, k'viyachol, I can eat it. Kamash, well, no, you still can't, it's just a special huter mechlovo. So that chizkune, it's much nicer, as most of them say, oh, don't pay any attention to the context in the chumash, like, ignore that. He says, no, I have a different shot in that. Now, where might this be an almost lamaisa nafkamina? Here's a fascinating question. Let me ask you the following question. How do we know which fat of an animal is chayav kares? And which fat of an animal is mutter to eat? We eat lots of fat, right? Apparently Western people eat too much fat even. How do we know which parts are chayav kares and which parts are mutter?
And you said the Ramban says it's obvious.
Aha. Uh-huh. So the Ramban says, how do we know? We know because, and again, I said this is a very holy parshanot, because the word chaylev means something different than the word shuman. The word chaylev means only Tosaf Krum v'niklaf. They have a whole sugya in the Gemara as to exactly what fats are also what fats are mutter, but they don't say explicitly like what lies behind that. So the Ramban says because things are only called chaylev. The Gemara clarifies exactly where to draw the line, but clearly chaylev means a certain kind of peelable layer, and other things are called shuman. So the Torah asked chaylev, not shuman. However, that's what the Ramban says. But if you look in, for example, the Meiri here in Chulin says, let me even start before that. Rashi says in Chulin Daf Mem He, is in Chulin Daf Mem He? The Rashi? I hope so. Chulin Mem He Amid Beis. Let me read you a Rashi in Chulin Mem Heyam Beis. Rashi says, Chulin Mem Heyam Beis, I mentioned this before. Kol Chelev Mikri Chelev Ben Tami Ben Tahor. All Chelev is called Chelev in Biblical Hebrew. V'shuman Eino Lashon Chachamim. And Shuman is just a nickname that Chazal used for like Mutter Chelev. Like really, all fat is called Chelev. Shuman is just a nickname invented later by the Chachamim. I mean, I didn't invent the root word, but so Rashi says in Biblical Hebrew, chaylev means all fat. There's no chaylev versus shuman in Biblical Hebrew. Biblical Hebrew, chaylev means fat. So if chaylev means all fat, how do you know which fat is usher and which fat is mutter?
Tradition.
So I think the answer is going to be what the Meiri says here. Shekol chaylev makreven legavo, all chaylev which is offered to Hashem on the Mizbeach. Achilas Makaris, you're Chayav Karis for eating. Chutz Min Aliyah, except for the Aliyah. She'ein and Eser, she's not Aser. She'osam Chalavim, Hein, Chilav Shalach Kerev, etc. Ritzon Allah, Mashallah, Haim Seisu, Betzah Kosos, Shalach Keva, Chilav Shalach Klois, Chilav Shalach Solom, Chilav Shalach Kari Yerichel, Nefim, Bakh, 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 Zo, Nikolosh, and Talmud, Tarbid, Akli, Busta, Chalach Halavim, Eloim, Tosav, Krom, Nikla, Faladersh, Rashi, Shalom, Shar, Chalach Halavim, Mutar, Min HaTorah. Anything that's not Nikra on the Be'ach, Mutar, Min HaTorah. How do you know what Chilav Zasser? The Pasuk says, when I'm a Hamash Yakub Minuk Shel Hashem, which we understand to mean that obviously means the Chila that goes to Hashem. Meet Rabban and you answer anything similar to this. It's on the Lomar Tosaf Kroma Nikla. Any layer, peelable layer, you would ask Meet Rabban because it looks like Chila. But ultimately, the Isra Chila doesn't depend on the physical Tzura, like the Rabban says. The Isra Chila depends if it's Nikra of Lugavoa or not Nikra of Lugavoa. Ovad Shel Yimachov Vasar, etc. What about Chilav Shel Gabi Atchol? So interestingly, the Ramban says Chilav Shel Gabi Atchol is not Nikrav, but you're still Chayav Karis because it's Chilav. A lot of Mishonim write it is Nikrav. Chilav Shel Gabi Atchol is really part of the Chilav it's really part of the Chilav Shel Karev or something. The Me'iri, I'm not sure. Maybe it says only Drabbanon, although then you'd have to deal with some Gemaras. I'm not sure. He doesn't address that explicitly. I wish he had. But this might be a nafgamina in terms of... Let's just steal some space here. In terms of what fats are usher. So the Ramban says that Chelev... is a certain chaylev means a certain type of fat, and whenever it's called chaylev is usher, whatever it's not called chaylev is mutter. However, the Meiri says no. Whatever goes on the Mizbeach is also whatever doesn't go on the Mizbeach is mutter. And maybe Rashi would agree, because Rashi thinks Chela means all fat. So how does he know what's aser? So you could come up with a different Rasha, but it might be whatever's Nikra on the Mizbeach. And many Rishonim quote this from the Sifra. I pointed out, Tosos and Chulin quotes a Sifra, and a number of Rishonim quote the Sifra, who says, in Cain, Lama Namar Shikubi Mimeno. Why do you say only animals that you bring as a karban? Lama Lama Chelev Shikamo Kasher Likari Martincha. It's a Mefurish Sifra. Chelev Shikamo Kasher Likari. The type of Chelev that Chelev like this you would bring. Not from this animal, but Chelev like this you'd bring from another animal. So that's Pashup Shad in the Sifra. The Sifra and many Rishonim and the Meiri say, how do you know what's usher? It's mutter, whatever goes in the Mizbeach. So this is a fundamental machlok between the Ramban and the other Rishonim. Again, to answer Jonathan's question, would they actually argue about the Chilav HaTchol or not? The Achronim seem to assume they wouldn't actually argue about the Chilav HaTchol. The other Rishonim would just have to invent some excuse for why it's part of something that's nicker about the Mizbeach. Although, you know, I would be interested to know if the Meiri would argue, but I can't prove it. But here you have two different ways of looking at it. The Ramban says, just look at what's called Chelev. The Ramban really seems to think that the Isser Chelev has nothing to do with Kachim, as opposed to the as opposed to the Sifra and many Shulam Iri saying, no, the type of Chelev that's Usher is Dafka, the type that's Nikar on the Mizbeach, which doesn't prove that it's Usher because it's Nikar on the Mizbeach. But certainly works well. I mean, you could say the type of chil that's nikra on the mizbeach is usher for a different reason. Maybe you could even say, oh, that's the unhealthy type, and that's why you put it on the mizbeach, because Hashem has a lot of rachmim and only wants the unhealthy things and wants us to eat the healthy things. You could say that. But it would certainly work well if you understood that the reason behind the isser is because it's called chil Hashem and it's impinging on the covet of Hashem. Okay, so we have this, at the very least, philosophical machlokas. What's the nature of the Isser Chelev, which the Rav sort of made explicit here when he was just reacting to reading the Shita Mekubetzes. You can really only call it Hutra Mechlolo if it's Usher for a different reason. It's only Usher because you're Makovit, that's not Hutra Mechlolo, that's the Isser. And that would have, you know, we see this in the philosophers when they discuss Tami and Mitzos, we see this in the Parshanim in the context of how to explain what it's doing in that part of the Torah, and we see this in our lovely context, how do you know which parts are us and which parts are Mutter? The Ramban says physiological. And the Sifra and the Rishonim and the Meiri say not physiological. The Meiri explicitly goes against physiological. He says even Totav Krum V'Niklaf is irrelevant. That just means it's Asur D'Rabbanan. There's no physiological sign of what's Asur D'Oraisa. It's just whatever's Nikrav on the Mizbeach. Okay. Going on then. in the Gemara.
The Gemara says...
Yeah, I think this is where we're up to, this parenthesis. El Rabbi Yehuda kalchil v'chaldam lo sechil l'may asa. Mibay leila hakish. Rabbi Yehuda, why does he need kalchil v'chaldam? He needs it for a hakish. Now, this was put in parentheses,
right? Because
I think it was the Birkas HaZevach, if I recall correctly, erased this. the Birkas HaZevach erased this because he says, what do you mean according to Yehuda, why do you need kol chelum kol dam lo so chelum? He says there's two lavim. You need two psukim for two lavim. His whole point is that there's two lavim my fill of kachim, so of course you need this pasuk. So he erased this. If you want to keep this parenthesis, Rabbi Gershom clearly had these parentheses. He says, no, the question wasn't why do you need the chelum part of kol chelum kol dam. We're segueing now. The question is why do you need the dam part? Right? So the question really was, according to Rabbi Yehuda, I understand it has to say chelov twice. One's called chelov chadam lo chelov, and one called chelov shor b'chesva is also chelov to give you a double malchus for chelov kachim. Mm-hmm. But why doesn't he say dam in one of them? So the answer is, ta detanya, the hekesh, kol chelov chadam lo chelov, achelov kishayim avdam lo kishayim. Just like chelov is a double malchus, dam is a double malchus. Diver Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, chum or me'im brothers are achas. Chum say it's only one malchus. This is the same achlokas. Rabbi Yehuda, chum say chelov is one malchus. Rabbi Yehuda says chelov kachim is two malchus. So the Gemara just asks, umayishna chelov lo kashayim lo akeisha. That's a betray cry. Kol chelov adam lo so chelov. Kol chelov shor v'chesev. Dam nami b'lav akeisha lo kashayim. That's a betray lam. Kol chelov chol dam lo so chelov. Kol dam lo so chelov b'chomo shor v'chesev lo b'lav hema. Meaning, just like chelov is loka twice because it says one lam per yikra per gimel and one lam per zayin. Dam also has one lam per gimel, one lam per zayin. One lam per gimel the same pasuk as chelov. One lav in Terek Zayin, and the next paragraph right after Chelev. So why didn't the Hekesh say you look twice on Dam? There's two lav the exact same as Chelev. So rather, Ela Ema Ma Chelev Lukas Shalosh Adam Lukas Shalosh. Really, what it meant is that just like Chelev, you get three Malkus, it's for two of Chelev and four Zorus. So to dam, you get three malchus. If you eat dam of kachin, you get two for dam and one for zoros. So hold on a second. Why do you need a hekesh for this? Just like chelev, you get three malchus because it says zoros and it says the isur of chelev twice. Dam, you get three because it says zoros and it says the isur of chelev twice. So why do you need a hekesh? Obviously, you get three malchus. So the answer is no, it's rich. I'm going to hold this my dami toma, this my mizaros, kamash one acacia. No. We might have had a havamina that dam is actually exempt from a number of things. Right? Dam is like very chomer. This is a karis of dam. But when it comes to the realm of kudshim, dam is very important in kudshim. Right? Ki adam hu nefshi chaper, there's rikis adam. But it has a lot of kulas. There's a pasuk that say the karis of eating betoma doesn't apply to... doesn't apply to dam, and a lot of these lavim and pickle noser etc. don't apply to dam. So you might have thought, just like the lav of toma doesn't apply to dam, the lav of zoros also doesn't apply to dam. Dam is an exception; doesn't have the lavim of kachim. Therefore, you might have thought that so kamashlan through the hekesh that the lav of zoros doesn't apply to dam. Okay, the elder rabban occasionally also. But what do the rabbanim use the hekesh for? You can't say they use the hekesh to teach you the lav of zoros applies to dam. Because in the Lush and the Bryce, they say, nah, there aren't multiple Yisurim here. They clearly are not using the Hekesh to teach you how many Yisurim you have. So what do they use the Hekesh for? Okay, this is actually a very, very hard line. Just like chilev, the Rafa, you got the word?
Yeah.
The dam is different from the. Actually, 1 second before I should go in a little different order. Give me a second. Yeah. Yes? Did I write it wrong? Yes, I did write it wrong. Thank you. How come you're the only one who pointed that out? Other reasons. Mem Aleph Maharal. Thank you. Appreciate that. Okay, Rafi. maybe before we get to the Sheretz, let's just finish Tomei Adam. What we see from here, by the way, is that the same machlokas that Chachamim have with Rabbi Yehuda about Chelev, they have with Dam. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda says Chelev of Kachem has two Isurim. And the Chachamim say Chelev of Kachem only has one Isur. Rabbi Yehuda says Dam of Kachem has two Isurim. And the Chachamim say Dam of Kachem only has one Isur. This brings up an interesting question, which is, you know, only dealt with a little perhaps, which is, let's take the Maskana. The maskana is dam is asur in kachim and in chulin, but right dam is asur in kachim and in chulin from different psukim, and chilav was asur in kachim and in chulin from from different psukim. So we can ask the following chakira. Let's leave this for a moment for a second. What does the Chachamim hold? Who we follow the Chachamim? They hold that Vayikra Gimel and Vayikra Zayin. This is Chelev Kodshim, and this is Chelev Chulin. This is Dam Kodshim. This is Dam Chulin. Right? The interesting question would be, in the end, and we need them both, in the end, are there two different Yisurim of Chela and two different Yisurim of Dam? Or is there no difference in Chulin and Kodshim? Like, in the end, Dam is Dam and Chulin is Chulin. Right? What's the Maskana? Is Dam, Dam, Chulin, Chulin? Or are there two different types of Isser Dam? So, Yesh Lachkor, and we'll see perhaps enough Gemina in a moment. 1 second. In the end, what's the maskana, right? Do we say now that we know the iser of chulin and of mukdashim, is there one general Isser of Dam? Or two different Isserim of Dam Chulin and Dam Kodshim? Okay, let's, if we look at the evidence, is there one general Isser or are there two different, or are there two different Isserim? The evidence seems to be, I would say, mainly on one side. Here we have one simple Isser Dam. Two different Isserim. Let's look at Minyan HaMitzvos. Is there one Lav of Dam or two Lavim of Dam? So the Rambam and everyone else I noticed counts it as one Lav of Dam. Okay. The Rambam, the Ode, only counts one Lav. Or we might ask, how about Seiref? If you eat half a Gzayis Dam Chulin, half a Gzayis Dam Kachim, are you Chayev or not? Right? So, Minyan HaMitzvos, Seiref Shir. What if you eat half a Gzayis of Kachim, half a Gzayis of Chulin? So, the Minchas Chinuch deals with the Mitzvah of Dam, Kof Dam Ches, and says, well, obviously, it's Mitzaref, it's all one Isser. Right, says the Minchas Chinuch. Right, Kol Hadamim Mitzarfim Likazayis. And there's one other halacha, there's another halacha which seems to indicate there's one general Isser. All right, let's leave that for now. However, there's a unique sheet of the Iter that seems to hold differently. The Gemara says that dam shebishlo, cooked dam, or salted dam is the same thing, ain't over in love. Dam shebishlo, you don't violate, there's always the rice of dam. That is a famous Reb Chaim story like this, based on the fact that cooked dam is only midrabana. Why is cooked dam only midrabana? Because it's not fit for kapara. So now, most Rishonim pass in that way, that cooked dam is only midrabana. The Rambam and Rashi say, no, that's only one day in the Gemara, that's only Zairi, but we don't paskin like it, and we paskin cooked dam is also doraisa. However, the Baal HaEter has a unique shita. It's really Shita's Yachad. I don't know anyone else who would brief the Baal HaEter. It's in, found the Baal HaEter, but it's, you know, more commonly known from the Rashba in Chulin. And he asks the following question. The Gemara says that the Gemara compares roasting the udder to roasting the liver with other meat. There it says, oh, or at least according to one day there, we're more machmer by roasting the liver, which is full of blood with meat, more than roasting the udder, which is full of milk with meat. Why? Because the milk in the udder, which is milk that's found in a dead cow, is only midrabanan. It's not midaraisa, only if it comes out of a live cow. However, blood is an issur daraisa. So, the Rashba asks, what do you mean blood is an issur daraisa? You're roasting it. It's now cooked blood. Cooked blood is not an issur daraisa. So he brings down two answers from the Baal. There are many answers to this in Rishonim. One is the Baal HaEter is that it's an issur daraisa, you're just not high of a punishment for it. And then it's no stira. You're potter, but it's still issur daraisa. The other answer is very fascinating, says the Rashba here. For easy to say, for iter behetcher bust ikaman da omar, the never glow aberhood isur ika, midave chatzishir. Okay, the first answer is, there's no steer. You're putter, but it's an issur daraisa, even though usually putter means drabana, and here putter means like chatzi shir, it's asum daraisa. The ikaman da amr, the haid de menachos davkab dam kodshim, the chulimi kodshim, logarmin lefilo hakel, dam kodshim, shabishlo is drabana. Dam kodshim, if you cook it, it's drabana. Dam chulin, if you cook it, it's daraisa. Therefore, there's no steer. Dam of kodshim, once you cook it, it goes down to an issur daraisa. Dam of chulin, when you cook it, it stays asum daraisa. Now, this is an interesting one, meaning what that's saying is that dam of kachim is more kal than dam of chulin, right? Dam of chulin, if I cook it now, midoraisa, I can eat it. If you're a bunny, you can't. Don't try this at home. Dam of kachim, dam of chulin, even if I cook it, I'm chayiv karis. Dam kachim, if it's not roi l'kapara, if it's cooked, then you're not chayiv on it. So all the yachonim ask, hold on, but isn't dam of kachim also just plain regular dam? Like, if there's a general Isser of Dam, so either it applies to Dam Shebishlo or it doesn't. You can't be makel because you were makdish something. They say Isser Dam Shul Lehechon Halach. If there's a general Isser, all Dam is Asser. And even if you cook it, all Dam is Asser. So why in Kachim should it be more makel? So the Iter seems to have a unique Shitas Yochin. Now, he's a Shitas Yochin. No one else agrees with him in this Shita. But how about Dam Shabishlo? What are the mainstream Shitas? The mainstream Shitas are either you're always Pater or you're always Chayev. However, the Sefer Iter says the Kulin Chayev, the Kodshim, right? A Mutter Min HaTorah. Right, still awesome Yarbanan, but it's Mutter Min HaTorah. According to him, the lav of Dam of Kulin doesn't apply to Kodshim. Kulin Dam is Usher for its reason. General Isser of Dam. Kodshim Dam is Usher only because of the Kapara Shippo. If there was a general Isser of Dam, this would make no sense. If there's a general Isser of Dam, either say there's a general Isser of Dam only in its pristine state, or there's a general Isser of Dam in all states. But if there's a general Isser of Dam, why would we be Mekel and Kodshim? We're not Mekel on Trefa and Kodshim. We're not Mekel on Arla of Kodshim. We're not Mekel in Basar Chalav of Kodshim. Unless you say, because there are two different lavim. One lav has one rules, another lav has another rules.
No, you can say that they're both Dam and the same thing. But in Kodshim, unlike Arla and all these other things, once you've cooked it, it doesn't have... It, because it was Kodshim, it loses the shame Dam. It's not Dam anymore.
Why not?
Because it's Kutchim, and once you cook Dam Kutchim, it's not Dam anymore.
So what you're saying is once you're Makdash it, it's not Dam anymore.
It's not Dam anymore.
Okay, but that's saying...
It's lost the shame Dam, okay. Not because it's a different Easter. It's the same Easter. Well, what's your definition of Dam?
Hold it. Once you're Makdash it, so why if it's raw, you're kind
not
of partying
for
eating
it? Once you cook it,
Once you cook it, it loses the shame Dam.
It loses the shame Dam.
So why in Chulin are you Chayef?
It doesn't lose the shame Dam. It's still called Dam.
There's just it really is the same answer. It's the shame Dam. The shame Dam means blood in its pristine form if it's hektish, or in any form if it's chulin. That's a funny shame Dam.
I know, because it's
a funny shame Dam.
It's lost what it is.
Yes, but why doesn't it have a generic shame Dam?
Because it's not Dam.
Because there's a separate shame Dam for chulin, a separate shame Dam for kutchim.
It's still lezrika, but it's still Dam.
Yeah, I think what you're saying is that there's not a different answer by Kutchim and Chulin, just a different Shem Dam by Kutchim and Chulin. That's very subtle. If there's a different Shem Dam, there's a different Isser. Like, it's not like, blood is blood, it's a biological thing. Anyway, Lemaisa, it seems like this Iter who says you can have a type of blood, but you're Chayiv Karis if it's Chulin, and you're Motor Legamre Midoraisa if it's Kutchim. Why would that be? Since when do Kutchim add Kulas? It's not the Kutchim add Kulas, that there are two different Isser of Dam. One Isser of Dam is the Dam of Kulin. That's based on the fact that we don't eat Dam. Maybe it's because it's unhealthy or something. There's another Isser of the Dam of Kutchim. That's based on the fact that it's for Kapara. And once you cook it, it's no longer fit for sprinkling on the Mizbeach. It's not Isser anymore. I would speculate, I might think, I have no idea what the Iter would say. And even the Iter just quotes this as a Yesh Omer. This is a very minority Shita. Maybe he would say that you have to count it as two different Lavin. The Lav of Dam of Chulin, the Lav of Dam of Kutchim. Maybe he would say that you have to count it as that it's not Mitzvah. So maybe the Iter doesn't count the Mitzvos. But maybe he would count it as two. And maybe the Iter would say, would hold that it's not Mitzvah, but here I am speculating. Because clearly, again, the mainstream approach is that Dam is Dam. There's a Hav Amina, only Kutchim, not Chulin. A Hav Amina, only Chulin, not Kutchim. In the end, Dam is Dam. Right, and who cares about Chulin and Kutchim? This is the mainstream shot. This is the Das Yachid of the Iter, and it's really only one of two opinions quoted in the Iter. It's not even the Iter himself committed to it. But that's in the Maskana de Gemara. This is important in Lumdus in general. Whenever you have like two things, you might have held one was also in the other is the Mutter. You might have held the other was also in this the Mutter. You might have thought Kachim is Chomer, but Chulin is not. Or you might have thought Chulin is Lo Hutter Michlalo, but Kachim is Hutter Michlalo. In the end, they're both Usser. In the end, they're both Usser for the same reason, in the same Isser, and we erased all these distinctions, or in the end, there are still distinctions. Just they're each Usser for their own reason. So that seems to be more focused in the Iter and everyone else. Here, if I can extend this, and here, this might be more open to Morty's objection, you get the same thing on Chelev. is the Isser Chelev of Kodshim, there's one general Isser of Chelev? Or no, there's a separate Isser Chelev of Kodshim and a separate Isser Chelev of Chulin. So you could ask the similar Chakira about Kodshim. And here, if Morty gives the same objection, I will be a little more partial to it. But if he asks the same Chakira about Chelev, you know, one simple Isser Chelev, or two different Isurim of Chelev, you might say the Nafkamina is the Taurus Kanon that we saw and the Ravid, you know, with the sort of equivalent Nafkamina is what about here also? I mean, there's clearly a mainstream approach here, meaning Minyan HaMitzvos, everyone counts as only one. Seiruf Shir, no one discussed it explicitly, but Mistama, L'chora, it is Mitzarif. The interesting Nafkamina might be, what about Alya? Right, the Ravid says, Alya Chulin is not Chelev, but Alya Kachim is Chelev. That might, he says, that the Isser Chelev of Chulin doesn't include Alya, but the Isser Chelev of Kodshim does include Alya. While Rav Sadigon, where did I found this Rav Sadigon, just in case anyone thinks I'm lying about it, it's in the Encyclopedia Talmudis Alya in the footnotes, it quotes this Rav Sadigon, at least at the time they printed that second volume. It was only found in a very obscure journal. I don't know, by now, maybe you can find it someplace else.
Yeah, if there's one Isser of Dam, why does the Gemara in the continuation, Amarava, separate between Dam Chulin and Dam Kodshim?
Ah, so because you might have thought one was Asher, one was Mutter, so you need a lot of Ribuyim to include them. But all the Ribuyim are just to teach you that it's one Isser. After all, the Rama only counts it as one Lav. Why do you need many Psukim? It needs many Psukim to teach you what's in that Isser, the scope of that Isser. You need many Pesukim to expand the scope of the Isser. But you're not making new Isser, just expanding the scope of an existing Isser. The Rav Sadigon would say, no, Alya can't be in any Isser of Chelev. The Alya can't be in any Isser of Chelev because there's one unified Isser of Chelev. The Brisker Rav says, and I'm not going to get into more details on this, although one could, the Brisker Rav says, I think, in Menachos, I pointed out, that even the Ravid, that Sifra was only Rabbi Yehuda talking in the Sifra. I don't mean Stam Sifra, it was actually Rabbi Yehuda talking there. It says, only Rabbi Yehuda holds Chelev as Kachim as special. Of course, he holds there's two Lavim in Kachim. Of course, there's something different in Chelev and Kachim. But for us, for the Chachamim, we would disagree. So says the Brisker Rav, that it doesn't necessarily mean the Ravid really holds that. Says the Brisker Rav, that says the Grizz, that Ravid was only
talking to Rabbi Yehuda.
Aliba to Rabbi Yehuda. Of course, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Isser of Chelev of Kachim is different than the Isser of Chelev Chulin. Chelev Kachim is two lav, and Chelev Chulin is one lav. But not lehalacha. Lehalacha, well, you're not saying that we hold like the Chachamim. Lehalacha, if you eat the Alya of Kachim, you wouldn't get karis. Lehalacha, you eat the Alya of Kachim, you're not chayv karis. You do a number of misura, you might have to bring a Ashim Me'ilos, but you're not chayv karis for eating the Alya of Pashas, you're not even chayv misura shemayim. Just regular lav for eating the Alya of Kachim. So he says, really, it's not that the Ravid's on the other side of the Chakira, it's just that Rabbi Yehuda's on the other side of the Chakira. Our Chakira's in Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda, of course, holds their different universes. But he would agree with Rav Sadigon, according to the Chachamim, and in the Sifra, there's another Tana who doesn't make that drasha. He's the Chachamim.
I would say that there's a difference between Dam and Chelev, because Chelev is only, like you said, it's the Kashur of the Kachim.
Right, right. One could theoretically give a different answer to Chelev and Dam. I agree. I don't have any shred of evidence for that. So I'll just leave it as a nice idea, but, you know, I'll have to leave it at that. Okay, now let's go through some of these rushes. Says the Gemara, Machil miyuchad shechalbo cholok v'besaro ve'im etzarf mzeh mzeh avdam, etc., etc. Now, what does it mean that chelbo is cholok mi'besaro? Right? Chelbo is cholok mi'besaro, and therefore, it's not mitzarif. Likewise, dam is cholok mi'besaro, not mitzarif. As opposed to dam sheretz, which is not cholok mi'besaro, it's mitzarif. So if the basic problem, you know what, Rafi, I'm going to ask you to help me there, because I might want a big board now. What does it mean chalak mi basaro? How is chilek different than basar? What does Rashi say? Yeah, it's talking about chilek of a regular animal. Tzidin Gebetza says, what about a treif animal? But no, it's talking here about chilek of a regular animal. The chilek is mutard, is asrid, the basar is mutard. And therefore, why are they not mitzarif? Obviously, they're not mitzarif. Mutar and asr are not mitzarif. There is a sugit heter mitzarif leiser elsewhere in Shas, but we paskin heter is not mitzarif leiser. So, here we have chelev. What's the word? Chelvo cholok mi besaro, right? Says Rashi, chelev is asar and basar is mutter. Ve'ein mitzarfin, obviously not mitzarfin, right? Right? Pashut? Where's that mitzarif? One is asher, one is mutter. So, that's Rashi. Okay. Are there other pshatim as to what it means chalbo chalok mi besaro? So, the Shidugetza says, what about treif? Now, here the Shidugetza is a little tricky because he says, well, what about behemoth tameya? Now, hopefully, we have pointed out a few times. When we say tame or tameya in the context of kashrus, what isser do we mean?
You mean the kosher animals?
We mean treif species, right? Tame is halachic jargon for treif species, as opposed to bas v'chol, v'ilin, treif, etc., etc. So says, what about behemoth tameya? What about a pig and a camel? So how is the chelo chalok mi'besaro? So the parentheses in the Shidugetzes point out that they have no idea what he's talking about because the Gemara is very clear. The Isser of chelo only applies to short cast of an ace and not to treif species of animals. So it's not clear what he means. Maybe v'dochak, you could say he just, lost his head that day. Or maybe better, with Dochak, you can say that someone copied it over a little wrong, or someone wrote it to the dictuk. He really meant Nevelos and Trefus, where Chelev does apply to. But the Shidim Gebetzes gives a different shot. Says the Shidim Gebetzes, because he doesn't want to restrict the kosher animal. He says, what does Chelmo Cholok mi besaro? What did the Shidim Gebetzes say? What? Or first he says, Kares, right? Doesn't he say that right before Esra?
Yeah.
Yeah? So it says, the Gebetzes, that says, Chelev Chayav Kares, and the Basar, there's no Chayav Kares. Or Hasra, what does Hasra mean? The Chelev is a Hasra of Chelev, meaning is an Isser of Chelev, and the Basar is a different Isser.
Either Chelev Chayav Kares and the Basar is not Chayav Kares, or
even of treif. Even treif meat is not chayv karis.
Well, it's a mistake.
What? So, yeah, I'm just saying, what is it? Maybe substitute nevela. The basar is not chayv karis, but the chelev is.
Yeah, that's what some do.
Right.
The word.
Oh, yeah? Okay, yeah. Great. So maybe substitute nevela. Right.
Minchas Kohen Kasav Shevshah the Farsha Tumeya Lav Davka.
Oh, great! The Minchas Kohen, excellent. Okay, so the Minchas Kohen says he didn't mean Davka treif species; he meant treifus and avelos. And then Taka the Bussers is the Raisa, but without Karis, and the Chelev is with Karis. Or Chelev Masra and Bo Mishum Chelev, and the Bussar Masra and Bo Mishum Isaracher. Okay, meaning it just means Hasraj means a different. the Achronim have a different shot, I noticed. In the Or Sameach and the Tzafnas Paneach that I put in brackets, the two Gedolei Dvinsk, Right, so they were the Snagdish and Hasidish Rabbanim of Minsk at their time. Must have been, boy, if I could live someplace, like, that would be on my top three list. Says the Or Sameach, and the Tzachnas Paneach, they say it's a different type of chiluk. What's the chiluk chiluk mi besaro? It means that nothing to do with Isser, but with, what does Chalev not have that Basar has? Ye'asel l'chol melacha, what are we darshan from that? Bechelem ne'el l'chelet treifa, ye'asel l'chol melacha, v'yachol l'sofu.
Heter melacha.
What do you mean? Ne'el treifa also is a heter melacha. What does it mean, ye'asel l'chol melacha? You can use it for any work. Any work means even work of taros, that there's no tumma. Ne'el has tumas ne'elos. Being pigs, being camels, being just unshechted meat that you buy from, you know, Purdue chickens or ShopRite beef or whatever, has a tumas nevelos. Treif species also have tumas nevelos. Treif species of large animals. But chelev, the special genus of it has no tumas nevelos. It's tar. Maybe it can have tumas oplin if you intend to eat it. That's already mishnayis and taros. But that he says chelev. Ein bo tumas nevela basar, and again, I just want to point out, tumas nevela doesn't only mean kosher species chef, it means trace species also, although it's not relevant for us now. Basar, obviously, yesh bo tumas nevela. Okay, that's chel bo chol. So we have four pshatim. What does it mean chel bo chol mi besaro? Now, here's where it gets a little tricky. The more it starts with the dover pasha, chel bo chol mi besaro, and and it's not mitzarif. Now first let's see what the next stage in the war are. Dam is also cholik mi besaro, right? And a mitzarifin, right? As opposed to, obviously here we mean dam behema, right?
Yeah.
The ein mitzarifin, as opposed to dam sheretz, ain't no chaluk mi besaro. Dam sheretz is not chaluk mi besaro. Mitzarfin. Okay, so Rashi, in the end, has to go back to when he goes to dam chaluk mi besaro. Rashi says, what's the case of dam chaluk mi besaro? Here he says, dam actually does apply to trace species, unlike... So he says, dam chaluk mi besaro. Means that here he goes with the Shidum Gebetzes. Dam is Chayiv Kares. Basar is Ein Bo Kares. If we ask why does he change his tune between Chelev and Dam, he says, because Chelev only applies to short cast of an A's, and Dam applies to pigs also. Right? So what's the change? Well, yeah, why does he change his tune? What's the change? Because Dam applies to Tmeim, again, by Tmeim, I don't mean ritually impure, like I did over there. I mean, okay. And now, how about the other Pshatim? The other Pshatim would be very simple, the same, and the same, right? Dam is Chayiv Kares. I'll write the same, right? Shigim Gubet says, L'chori doesn't say, but that's easy. Dam is Chayiv Kares, and Basar Ein Bo Kares. Or dam, masrin bo, mishum dam, and basar, masrin bo, mishum iser acher. Right, what the iser acher here, we're going to leave the minchas kohen says the velos and trefos. And for the osameach, and the sons of the neach, they say, shem, no problem. Dam, it's taka machlok to be selim beishami. It's a big machlok is dam of tumas nevelos. But it says in adios, right, whatever it says in adios, we hold like, it says in adios, dam doesn't have tumas nevelos. So dam, Ein bo tumas nevela lehalacha, even though it's a machlokes. Well, basar, obviously, yes, bo tumas nevela. Let's just carry it through to sheretz. Sheretz is very simple. Dam is not chayiv kares by sheretz. Right? When we marve dam, behema chayiv of. We're only marvedam behema chayiv of, not sheretz, and not even. What else? Dam is not usher? Dagim v'chagam, right? Fish blood is mutter. Okay, don't try it at home. There's an issur of maris ayin if you're not eating it with the fish. But fish blood is mutter. If you really have a taiva to drink blood, just like buy a fresh fish. I don't know, how do you get the blood from a fish? They don't seem to have a lot of blood to me. Find some blood in the fish, put like scotch tape, like scales of the fish to the cup, and then you can drink it. There's no maris ayin. Fine, so here's very simple. Dam is just a lav grega, and basar is a lav grega, meaning they both don't have karis, right? Both the dam and the basar ain't bo karis. Let's even say, let me be even more clear, the dam is asar, the ain't bo karis, the basar is asar, the ain't bo karis. Here also, the dam ain't bo karis, the basar ein bo karis, meaning the iser of dam doesn't apply to shratzim. Dam maser mishum sheretz velo mishum dam, and the basar maserin mishum sheretz. And over here, when it comes to tumah, dam yesh bo tumas shratzim, and basar yesh bo tumas shratzim, because we have a gzeiras hakasav that's marba to mashratzim of. So okay, whatever shot you hold them in starfim, you could get to work in dam, get to work in chaylev, get to work in dam sheretz. That's not a problem. Sorry, whatever call it with sorrow. Question is mitstarfim. Why is it not mitstarfim? That's the mystery. The mystery is why is it not mitstarfim? According to Rashi in the first stage of the Gemara, we understand why it's not mitstarfim. Because one is osir, one is mutter. Isser and heter are not mitzari. There's even.
You mean this, one is a lav, one is karis?
No, the first stage is chaylev. Isser and heter, not mitzari.
Oh.
The Shidim Gebetzis, it's not clear. The gear to the Shidim Gebetzis is not 100% clear. In Chafches, it's not clear what the gear says. It's not clear if you mean to say there's half a shear dam, half a shear busser, or if you mean to say there's only half a shear. It could. Yeah, okay, I'm not gonna go there. Let's, theoretically, maybe if you want to say that he understood the case of the dam, chalak basar is also a mutter animal, and that's why it's not mitzarif. But, I'm not clear enough. But all the other things are talking about treif. Basically, they're talking about treif. Here, talking about Tumas Devela, they're talking about treif. Here, they're all talking about treif. Why is the dam and basar not mitzarif? It's a valid question, no? Why is dam and basar not mitzarif? Right? And all these questions, right? Dam of treif and basar of treif is not mitzarif. Why is it not mitzarif? What? Ah, okay. So, basically, here. This is not the best shape.
Over here.
I was out of my
routine. Change the model.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, I'm just going to collapse all these ones. Everyone but Rashi, and even Rashi gets stuck later in the Gemara. Why is Dam not mitzarif with basar? Now, if you ask me why dam is not mitzarif with basar for tuma, I understand. Dam doesn't have tuma. If you ask me why dam is mitzarif with basar for kares, I understand. Basar doesn't have kares. But why isn't dam mitzarif with basar for the lav, that it should be a lav of the vela or a lav of tmeya? Why isn't dam mitzarif with basar for the lav of behema tmeya? Or nevela. After all, the dam is part of the behemoth tmeya. The dam is part of the nevela. Why isn't it mitzarif with the basar? So, no, but dam should have both isurim. Dam is nevela and dam. Dam is behemoth tmeya and dam. Isn't dam behemoth tmeya and also dam? Right? So that's the question. Isn't dam also dam? And also, and also part of the behema tmeya. So the simple pshat is, and even look at the Rashi. Says Rashi, if you have the non ozo hadar, the second class Rashi in the first column, the Rasal Afdam, Afli Shi Suri Noad Bitmeyim, Veroy Litzarif Hadam is Bosser, Lishaibik Zayz Mishneim Mishum Tome. It'll be right Mitzarif Dam and Bosser, and Abixayz between the two of them, not Bechayz Mishum Dam. Chayz Mishum Tome, the Dam is part of Behemoth Tmeyim and also Dam. The Bosser is part of Behemoth Tmeyim and not also anything else. They're both part of Behemoth Tmeyim, let them be Mitzarif. Even though it would be roi for them to be mitzarif, that's the question. Wouldn't it be roi for them to be mitzarif?
But the dam is karis,
and the doesn't have. So I understand. If something is iser A and B, and something else is only iser B, let them be mitzarif for B. No? No. Okay. So here, there are different ways to understand this. I want to say three basic shitas. One shita is the mashmos of Tosfos Ol Shas. We dealt with this in Masechet Sanhedrin. This year earlier, you might remember, this Tosas and Psachim, we also dealt with it in Psachim, that was a long time ago. Tosas and Psachim holds. Tosas and Psachim, oh, is this Chelev? Hold on a second. Let's stick with the Dam part for now. Tosas and Psachim holds, and all the Rashas holds, Dam is not considered part of the busser of an animal. Dam is not part of the animal. Dam is something else. Why? What's his raya? If anyone remembers of Psachim, this is a long time ago. Morty was here. You weren't here for Psachim?
No.
Okay, no one was here. I was here. Aaron was here. He was, but he was here. No excuses. The Gemara says, how do we know that Chelev is Mutar Ba'ana? How do we know Gidanosh is Mutar Ba'ana? How do we know Nevel is Mutar Ba'ana? How do we know this is Mutar Ba'ana? Oh, because it says, L'gerash HaMasharech Nenem HaChalom HaChol HaNoch, but you can sell it, so you can sell the Nevela. The Gemara says, how do we know Dam is Mutar Ba'ana? They don't say because you can sell the Nevela. They have to find a drasha. So Tosfos Medayik, because Dam is not part of the Nevela. Dam is separate. Dam is not part of the animal. Dam is the blood. Blood is not part of the meat. Dam has no Isser of Basar. Ain dam b'chal buser is the sheet of Tosfos and all of Shas. Now, the achronim that I put in brackets, where we keep egging the Pnei Yeshua, point out, you could be docha Tosfos diuk. But Tosfos has a general sheet that the dam is not b'chal buser. Dam does not have an isser nevela. And likewise, dam would not have an isser behemoth tamei. It should be the same thing. What?
How do you know dam is
matami? Dam is not matami, we just said. That's exactly Tosfos' raya. Tosfos says, we need a drush of alcohol nafshos dam lo yavo the dam adam dutame. Why isn't it obvious? It's not obvious because it's not part of the adam, it's something else. It says dam. Only so one answer is. What?
I think
no, absolutely not for the same reason. Absolutely not. There's no subrasible chalav and dam. You can't eat it anyway because it's dam, but it's not possible. It's not osrbanah, for example. Right? It's not osrbishal. Right? It's perfectly much if you at home to go and cook blood with milk and not eat it. Because it's not basar b'chalav. It's not basar.
Dam isn't Eivir Minachai.
And Dam is Dam Minachai. It's not Eivir Minachai. Correct. Dam is not. So one answer is that Tosos b'chol hashah says, Ein Dam b'chlal basar v'ein bo iser nevela and l'chora trefa and behema tmeya. Right? That's, dam is not part of the busser. Dam is something else. However, there's this interesting prima gadim, which I put in the Makoros, who says, dam tmeyim is osur mishum dam, and you're chayav karis, but if you cook it and take away the isur dam, according to the mainstream way we pass from that, cooking takes away all the isur dam, nisher isur tamim in a Torah, meaning even if you get rid of the isur dam, it still is an isur tamim in a Torah. The prima gadim is very explicit. Dam is an isur of tamim in a Torah, tamim meaning trace species. Dam of a pig is not only dam in a Torah, it's also pig in a Torah. Which, against Mashmas of Tosfos. Which then brings up the question, if it's pig in a Torah, and that's what Rashi also says, roi litzarif, then why isn't half exais of pig blood and half exais of pig flesh mitzarif? So, but, prima gadim, and Rashi here, says it does have an Isser Tame Min HaTorah. If it does have an Isser Tame Min HaTorah, then... if it does have an Isser Tame Min HaTorah, that seems to be against this Tosos. It does have an Isser Tame Min HaTorah. then what do you do with this? So, there are two ways, basically, if this is approach A, there are two ways to go from here. One is B. Rav Chaim, in a Masorah, brought down in many stories, including the Nefesh HaRav, and also it's the Zecher Yitzchak, which it's Lepanovich, that I put on the Makor sheet, says the Prima Gadim didn't mean Dam is mamish an Isser Gomer of Tamei Min HaTorah. What he meant is that it's an Isser of Yotzei Min HaTamei. There's a special Isser of Yotzei Min HaTamei. For example, camel milk. Camel milk. Camel milk is treif. It's not a camel, but it's Yotzei from the camel. So blood also, now you could have said blood and milk are different, right? Milk is something secreted, blood is something that belongs inside. But also blood is produced by the cells of the body and it could squirt out, so you could see it as similar to milk. It's Yotzei Min HaTamei. It doesn't mean Tamei Mamish, it means Yotzei Min HaTamei, which is a lower level Isser. And if it's Yotzei Min HaTamei, then first of all, according to the Rambam, Yotzei Min HaTamei is no Malkus. It's a lower level Isser without Malkus, so it's not Mitzdarif. In any case, maybe Yotzei and Tamei are not Mitzdarif. Yotzei Min HaTamei is different than the Tamei itself. So maybe you could say this is Rav Chaim and the Zecher Yitzchak. They said that the Pri Megadim meant just Yotzei Min HaTamei. Yotzei Min HaTamei is not Mitzdarif to Tamei Mamish. Didn't mean the blood is part of the pig. No, the blood is just, the blood's not part of the pig. The blood just comes from the pig. So it has a lower level Isser. Okay, but it's not a pig. The Rav Chaim then had a very clever idea. He says, Dam of Trefa is Asur Midaraisa, because it's Yotzei from the Trefa. Dam of Tameya is Asur Midaraisa, because it's Yotzei from the Tameya. But Dam of Nevela is not Asur Midaraisa, because once it died, it stopped producing blood. The blood is not Yotzei from a Nevela. The blood is Yotzei from a live animal. And then he used that to explain a number of things. Okay, that's brisker cleverness. That's the good kind of cleverness. However, the Achronim point out that that's still not going to help us. You could say, oh, Dam's not part of the animal. Dam is no Isser at all, Midoraisa. It has an Isser of Dam, but it doesn't have an Isser of Nevela or Tomato. Or you could say, maybe it does have an Isser of Yotzei Min HaTameya, Yotzei Min HaTreifa, but it doesn't have the Isser of Tameya itself. However, what if you took the Prima Gadim literally? You know, the Pashtus of the Prima Gadim and of Rashi here is that, no, the Dam has Isser of Tamei Mamish. Dam of a pig is Mamish part of the pig. It's not a different thing. It's part of the pig. And Dam of a Trefa is part of the Trefa. And Dam of Nevela is part of the Nevela. It's not Mefurish and Shas with the Dam of Nevela. It's Mefurish and Shas has no Tuma. Not Mefurish and Shas with the Nevela. What if Dam is Mamish part of the animal? Dam Bechlal Basar. Dam Bechlal Basar. What if you mamish held Dam Bechlal Basar? Tos says, if Dam Bechlal Basar, why do you need a reboy for Dam Bechlal Basar? Okay, they give an explanation.
You have Yisuf Basar Bechol in that case.
And then, that is a great question. Because it seems to be we don't. You would say that Dam is Bechal Basar, but then you have to have a fancy explanation why possibly it's not reboy, that it's not Bechal Basar Bechal, because there are Achronim who say, and maybe this is B'doyi Rishonim, that not all Basars, and Isser Basar Bechalav, only certain kind of Basar that has a regular time of Basar, not Basar that has a different time. Yeah. But you'd have to say Basar Bechalav is a special additional Tanai of Tam Basar. If you took this approach, then you're stuck. So why isn't it Mitzdarif? Not only that, if you take anyone else's approach, everyone agrees Chelev is part of the Basar.
Yeah.
Everyone agrees Chelev is part of the Vela. Everyone agrees Chelev is part of Behemah Tameah. Right?
So then you're stuck. Why isn't it mitzdarif? And likewise, why isn't dam mitzdarif? Everyone but Rashi. You understand, by the way, now why Rashi changed his tune. Maybe he had a way of getting out of dam. He didn't want to be stuck with chaylev. Why did Rashi change his pshat of choluk? Because dam, there's two ways of getting out of A and B. He didn't want to be stuck. And everyone but Rashi is stuck because chaylev is definitely bechlal basar. So why isn't it mitzdarif?
But your problem is really only with this prima gaudin taking it literally, right?
Yeah.
You're in a certain... because, as you said, the general consensus is that dam and chaylev are different, that dam is just not part of basar. You're trying to work out according to one particular...
According to one way of reading dam, you're stuck, and according to everyone but Rashi and chaylev, you're stuck. You end up stuck with chaylev unless you say Rashi, and you end up stuck with dam if you take the prima gaudin literally. So then you're going to have to say tremendous chiddush. What tremendous chiddush are you going to have to say? So, the Rugachover says, a tremendous chiddush, it must be we learn from here that something with two reserim is not mitzarev to something with one reserim. Even if it's part of those two reserim. Something with reserim A and B is not mitzarev to something with reserim A. That's a tremendous chiddush. Why not just say, look at the common denominator? You have to have a tremendous chiddush. Basically, from our Gemara, you get this crazy... chiddush. So then you have to make a very big chiddush. You have to make a big chiddush. What is the big chiddush? Says the Rugachover Tzoftas Paneach that two isurim and one isur are not mitzarif, which is sort of the pushup shot of what the Gemara has been saying, right? You can't mitzarif something with two iserim, something with one iserim. But that's a big chiddush, even if they have a common denominator, right? And then he takes this all over Shas and says, oh, you know what? If you have like chodesh and chametz, it's not mitzarif. The chodesh, it's not chametz. And if you have, you know, tevel, that's hektish. It's not mitzarif. The tevel, that's not hektish. And, you know, you could take it and add infinitum. If you have no sar, that's tame, it's not mitzar. If to no sar, that's not tame.
You didn't have to take it in that direction that far, right? With chelev, it's intrinsic, but it's that's basar.
Correct, but he does take it that far. Okay, so says the Rugachover has a tremendous chiddush. He's stuck in our sugya saying, where's this not mitzarifim come from? Again, simple pshat, I would have said chelev's not mitzarif because it's talking about iser and heter. And dam is not mitzarif because it's not considered part of the animal, or it's only yotze from the animal. But if you get stuck in chelev because you take a pshat other than Rashi, you say it's talking about chelev and treif meat, chelev is b'chal basar, or you get stuck in dam because you hold dam as b'chal basar mamish, like pshat of the prima gaudin, then you have to make a big chiddush. Says the Rugachover, the big chiddush is something with two iserim is not mitzarif with something with one iser, even if They're the same to reserve. Okay, this column we don't need to fill in. That's very easy. Anyway, says the Tzofnas Paneach, he says, Dover sheyesh bo iser aleph eino mitzareif im dover sheyesh bo isurim aleph and bet. Even though they both have iser aleph, they're not mitzarif. One is a double iser, one is a single iser. That's a big chiddush. The Or Sameach that I put in the brackets has a different dachuk explanation. He says we're talking all about nevela and not tmeya, which doesn't work in the lashon of Rashi by dam, but that's okay. We're talking about nevela, works with the Minchas Kohen, that Chaim pointed out. And nevela, it was first chaylev and dam when it was born, it only became nevela when it died. So there's a rule of Enes or Chal Isser. Nevela shouldn't really be Chal on top of Dam and Chelev, even though there's a drush that says it is Chal Isser. Since really Enes or Chal Isser, there's just a special drush that says it's Chal, it's not a regular Isser of Nevela. So therefore, the Or Sameach gives a different answer. He says, Nivela Dechela Vedam is a different Isser from regular Nivela. Why would it be a different Isser? He's really talking primarily about Chelev. Because of Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. Okay, you have to look inside. He basically said the regular Isser Nivela can't be Chal and Dam. Ein Isser Chal Isser. The regular Isser Nivela can't be Chal and Chelev. Ein Isser Chal Isser. If he's really talking about Chelev, he's not dealing with Dam. He thinks you have another way of dealing with Dam. He says the regular Isser of the Isser Nivela of Chelev is a special exception to Ein Isser Chal Isser. One's the special exception. It's a different kind of Nivela than a regular Nivela, and therefore it's not Mitzarif. Okay, that's his shot. Nevela of Chelev is different from regular Nevela. Sotas Paneach has a broader Kiddush. Anyway, you have to say a Dachel Kiddush. I would prefer not to say a Dachel Kiddush. Start out like Rashi. So man, Chelev, Aser, Basar, Mutter, Pashat, and Mitzarif. Then when you go to Dam, say, Dam's not part of Nevela. Dam's not part of Tmeya. Or if it is, it's just Yotze Nin. It's not really part of it. But if you get stuck, then you have to say one of these big Kiddushim. Okay, I think that... most of what we had to say. What time is it?
11:15.
Okay, give me. No, it's not. Now I get to 11:15. Let's just finish up this Gemara so we can start next time with Meiser Sheni. The Gemara says, "V'hami hacha nafka." This is the makor where you're darshing the dam and buster shirts and mitzarif. Mehasam nafka v'zelachem atame. The extra word. The extra word for zeh limel al dam sheretz hasheretz mitzarfim zeh zeh. That teaches you the dam is part of the isur sheretz. No, ilav hekesh asav that mean a hanim lo tumah but achilim lo. No, without the hekesh I would have known for tumah it's mitzarif, but I wouldn't have known for achila. So I need this hekesh. Ashmin hekesh al achila. Am ravina hilchav dam nafshim sor mitzarfim. Therefore, the dam of a snake and its basar mitzarif. My gosh, lan hanu hekesh. Why is he teaching us this? This is what we already said in the Hekesh. What's the new derivation? I might have thought only the eight shrutzim. Remember, what shrutzim are tamei? Only the eight small reptiles and rodents mentioned in the, or amphibians maybe, mentioned in the Chumash. All other bugs are treif and not tamei. All other small reptiles and amphibians and rodents are treif but not tummy. So, like a snake is a classic that's obviously treif but not tummy. So, I might have thought, since we started with the tumba, dam of sheretz and basar start for tumba of the eight shrutzim. So, they're also the start for achil of the eight shrutzim. But I wouldn't have known they were start for other shrutzim when there's no tumba at all. That the start for achil of the hekesh is everything that's not dumb of chalgum misar. Amar of a shalosh kriso mus medam lamai. Why did that say in the Torah three times a chayiv curse for dam? One for chulin, one for kachim, as we see, we need them both. And one damatamtsis means not the blood that spurts out.
Yeah.
As soon as it dies, the blood that gets squeezed and flows out afterwards, because it's not the nefesh. The nefesh, once it's dead, what dam is left, just extra dam. It's not the actual nefesh, not the life force. That works where Yehudu says there's karis by damatamtsis. El Rabbanah, the Rabbanah say there's only karis by damanefesh, only what spurts out with them when the life goes out is chayiv karis. What's left is just alive. So then, why do you need three krisos? How lemayasav? I feel Rabbi Yehuda karis nafkum in kol dam. Even Rabbi Yehuda doesn't need a third pasuk. He gets it from the word kol. The tiny Rabbi Yehuda dam matam lo kol dam. Why does that say the extra word kol? Ein lel dam kachish and efiyotzi bol shemachaber dam chulim dam atamtsis minayin tam lomer kol dam. And we assume the ikker he means dam tamtsis. He learns the extra word kol. He can learn one thing from kol. He really means dam tamtsis. Why do you need three creases? One for dam chulim, one for dam kachim, one for dam kisoy. What does dam kisoy mean? Here is a fundamental machlokas. Rashi says it means dam that you're mechase. Why? Because have, I mean, it's bottled to the ground once you're mechase it.
Right.
Right. So some of the Rishonim ask, what do you mean? It's not bottled to the ground. It's like a tarobus. You can taste the dam. No, Rashi didn't mean that kind of bittel. He meant like, maybe the whole point of kisoy is to make the blood part of the earth. To return the blood to the earth from which it came, you know, you're right, the ruach goes up to Elokim, and the body goes, the life goes back to the earth from which it came. So we're asking, you might have been having the whole mitzvah of kisoy is to undo the status of dam and make it just part of the earth. Come on, it's still dam. The Shittim Gubetza says a little differently, and that's probably what Tosos means also. Shittim Gubetza said, it doesn't mean dam that you were mechasa. It means dam that you're supposed to be mechasa. You might have had a havamina, dam you're supposed to be mechasa, is not chayiv kares. Why? Because you're supposed to be mechasa from a chayiv oath. And chayiv oath is not right for a karban. So you might have had a havamina. It's kachim or chulin that could be kachim. And therefore, kamash blan, I have a big problem with the shittim gubetzas. What about torim and bnei yonah? Like, they're dam kiso, you have to be mechasa them, and yet they're good for kaparos karbanos. So what does he mean? Oh, anything you have to be mechasa is not good for kaparos karbanos. It's not true. But the Torah and Be'yona prove that even things you have to be mechasa are still have kapara. Okay, Tosa says you might have had a technical drusha. It says, lo sochlenu alor tishlchenu kamayim, only things you pour out like water into the drain you can't eat, but things you have to cover, you can't eat.
You don't just recover.
But you still put on the zeach. It's still on the goes in the zeach mechaper. We'll want to make one more ha'ara. I'll make one more ha'ara. I'll torture you a little. It thrills in 3 weeks. We should feel sorry for the korban. So anyway, that's the Tosa says you might have had a technical drush up that whatever's not like poured down the drain does not have the full issur of dam. Rashi says you might have thought it becomes part of the earth. Not physically, but because that's the chalos of kisoy. Shittim Gubetza says it means dam chayev oof, which is not fit for kapara. You might have thought there's no kares, which I find strange because two species of chayev oof are fit for kapara. So I don't have an answer to that. Then the Gemara just says why does it say five lavin? I mean, there are three krisas, but five lavin. Some things have a lavin, not karis. One for chulim, one for kachim, one for dam kisoy. Those all have karis. And then there are two that don't have karis. Dam ivarim, the dam stuck in the limbs that never comes out until you cook it, which is why we sold before cooking, to get rid of dam ivarim. And dam tamsis, the dam that trickles out after it already died. Those two are just lavin without karis. There's a gersa problem. Rashi here, Rashi, when he counts the five lavim, says, here, I've counted the five lavim, and even though there's another four psukim, those are for drushas, but he only counts four. Something's wrong with the gersa of Rashi. What's missing from the gersa of Rashi? So the Shita Gubetza suggests putting into the gersa of Rashi here, and with that we'll end. He suggests putting another pasuk into the gersa of Rashi from, where does he put it in? From Achremos or something? Betray Bachremos, another one from Achremos. The Mizrahi seems to have the right gersa in Rashi. The Mizrahi says it's actually two from Re'ei that he didn't deal with. The Mizrahi says that the gersa in Rashi should be, okay, those who are interested in gersos should notice, I'll prove to you the Mizrahi's right, the Shittim Gubetza is wrong. He says, in Re'ei it says, lo toch, rakadam lo sochelo al tishpchenu amayim, and lo sochlenu al ha'art tishpchenu kamayim. Says, Lo sochlenu al ha'artzish v'chenu b'mayin is in his gersa of Rashi, is the fifth. It's pasha the Mizrahi's right, because if Rashi wrote five, how did the scribe only copy over four? How do scribes miss words when they copy, usually? Hashmat al yidei adomos, right? They skip from one word to a similar word. The scribe just read lo sochlenu al ha'artzish v'chenu b'mayin and skipped to lo sochlenu al ha'artzish v'chenu b'mayin to the next al ha'artzish v'chenu b'mayin. His eye went from tish v'chenu b'mayin to tish v'chenu b'mayin. Clearly, the original gears of Rashi is like Mizrahi, lo sochelo al ha'artzish v'chenu b'mayin, lo sochlenu al ha'artzish v'chenu b'mayin. Very easily, the scribe could skip and only write one of those and miss the other because it looks like almost the same thing. Anyway, okay, we'll have to pick up with Ma'aser Sheni and Chodesh Shemir Tzashem next time. If anyone wants, it's not a complete copy, but right here I'll leave at least the first half of the Makoros for next time, and I will wish everyone a Shabbat Shalom. Thank you.